Welcome to episode number 481 of the Church Solutions Podcast. Today's guest, Carl Wagner, is Director of Managed Services at Higher Ground Managed IT. He helps churches simplify and secure their tech so that church leaders and staff can focus on their mission and ministry rather than being burdened by IT issues. It all happens next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacey and Phil Thompson.
Welcome, folks, to the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacey.
Steve, we've got a webinar coming up July 22nd, so depending on when people hear this, they might have a great opportunity to sign up, and even if they hear this podcast later, they can still see the recorded copy. The webinar is called Stream Smarter. Your streaming analytics are telling a story that could be your next breakthrough. What's that all about, Steve?
We actually introduced a new feature called Digital Ministry RX for all our customers. And we're going to show how that works as well as show how other ministries can go out and do it themselves. So it will allow you to take information from your website and some other information, including your ministry data, attendance, you know, if you've got streaming data, online attendance, how long people stick around, all that sort of thing. Your Media Vault, we call it Media Vault, but your on-demand services, stats around that, how many views you get, all this sort of thing, and you feed that into this big engine, and the system will make some recommendations. So we rely primarily on ChatGPT for our AI support, and so it'll make some suggestions. And I think most of the time, people go, "Yep, that is in line with some things we could do." It's going to break them into some short-term things, quick fixes, low-hanging fruit, and then some longer-term things that you might, you know, depending on the goals and vision you have for your ministry and with the current state of your ministry and what's going on. That's just a quick, easy way to get some recommendations that you may want to act on.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, this will be a live webinar, so people can have some Q&A during the webinar. And we'll talk a little bit about, you know, how you can tailor this to your ministry, to your church, and hopefully lead to boosting some engagement, get some people not only watching online, but connected to your church if they're in the area. So this all happens July 22nd, and it's going to be 12 noon Eastern Daylight Time. And you can sign up at webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And look, even if you're not going to make it, sign up anyhow so we can get your email. No, I mean, sign up anyhow because you can get a recorded copy of it later. I made a Freudian slip here, didn't I? But you can sign up. If you get on our email list, you can always unsubscribe, right? So it's not a big deal. And we actually do have a lot of resources that you might be interested in, that we send out. So webinar.streamingchurch.tv will get you on our, get a recorded copy.
And another element of this thing is that, you are personal friends with a guy that does, what do they call him? Anonymous church visitor. What do they call it? Secret visitor.
Secret Santa or whatever. So yeah,
they have people that will go and just come into your church and just, they take a bunch of notes, but they act like a visitor. And then they feed back to the church. So it's an independent third party evaluation of what's going on in your ministry. So that you could look at this as that way as well, having somebody from the outside, infinitely smart, apparently, or infinitely dumb, either way, now you look at it. But
unless it hallucinates, right? All right. So let's move on here. Webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Sign up today. And you'll win something. I don't know what. But all right. So today's guest, this is episode number 481, by the way. And today's guest is the Director of Managed Services at Higher Ground. So for over 20 years, Higher Ground has partnered with churches across the country to build secure, scalable IT environments that support ministry. And as a managed IT service provider, they are trusted by over 200 churches and backed by ACS Technologies. They specialize in church-specific tech solutions that will help you reduce stress, I'm all for that, eliminate downtime, and protect some sensitive data. So without further ado, please welcome Carl Wagner to the Church Solutions Podcast. Carl, how are you?
Great. Bill, Steve, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, so I didn't really say much about you, and I want to talk about some of these things about IT and how you can help churches, but tell me just for a minute, who are you?
Yeah. So me, the person. Well, I am Carl Wagner. I am the Director of Managed Services here at ACS Technologies. I am happily married, two little girls, 6 and 11. We live here in Florence, South Carolina. We're both active in our church. And personally, outside of work, you know, when I'm not doing all the geeky IT stuff, I enjoy playing golf primarily. That's probably my biggest passion in life, extracurricular wise. So yeah, just love playing golf. It's a great time of the year. Of course, if you're in the South where I'm at in South Carolina, it can get a bit muggy right now, but that's okay. We persevere through it and have a good time.
My son just took up golf and he's excited about it. And he told me his first score. I thought, how did you get that? And we talked a little bit and then I realized he's cheating.
He's
like, he didn't like him and his buddies go out and if they don't like a shot, they just drop another ball and hit another one. But anyhow.
Yeah, my old golf coach used to call that creative scoring. So, yeah.
I was actually, Phil probably didn't know this either, but I was on the golf team in high school.
I didn't know that.
So, but I was definitely not one of the A players. I was probably not even one of the C players on the golf team. So, we lived 20 minutes from the beach and I grew up surfing and could play golf. And then we had a bunch of guys that were on the golf team that also went, that were surfers. And we would, we were supposed to turn in scorecards every week. And because he wanted us to play 36 holes or something like, you know, play a lot of golf. And we would occasionally run to the beach instead of playing our required golf.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I grew up in Ohio, played golf all the time, and then moved out here when I was 20 to Tucson, Arizona, right? Great place to play golf. You know how many times I played golf in Tucson? Zero. I'm sorry, Steve. I cut you off.
No,
I didn't have any money. I came out here and was in ministry, you know.
So. I was going to admit, we were all on the golf team and we're all in the car and we're going, and we had to turn in scorecards. So we go, Joel, what do you feel like you had on three? You know, like, oh, I flubbed that one up. Double bogey for me there. And it was not good, but that was our joke, our running joke, because we would, and the all good right. golfers were all on the golf course. We'd drive by them on the way to the beach. So.
Well, we're out of time, folks. Thanks for being with us today. All right.
Thanks
so, Carl, what is future-proofing church IT?
Yeah, that's a great question, Phil. And really, future-proofing to me is putting yourself, your church, in a position where it's easier to evolve. You know, it's IT, and I know we're going to touch on this probably numerous times, but IT for the church, especially the small church, what I encounter is not always at the forefront of need versus priority, right? So if you are in a church and your IT is somewhat outdated and it's not modernized, it's harder for you to evolve, to get caught up, right? So what we try to do is through our approach of care, we come in and we assess what you have. We try to work with you on getting you to where you need to be, to that future-proof state where you're not, you know, 5+ years behind on technology. It is easier for you to get caught up when the need arises, and you're giving your IT and your environment more of priority that it needs in order to serve you back. So that's basically in a nutshell what future-proofing is to me and to our company.
So ACS is, when I envision ACS, and I can tell a story on ACS too from a long time ago. I'll say that for later. But they're church management systems is kind of, from what I understand, they're kind of their centerpiece of it. IT is a broader field than that, right? Because when I'm talking church IT, I'm setting up a church. I got to set up a phone number, and I got to set phone systems, and I got to get internet access, and I got to do all these things. So distinguish where the boundaries are between what you guys do and the whole IT landscape.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And it was only in 2021, April of 2021, that we actually acquired the managed services business of ACS. The original company, we still have many of the original team members around, was Higher Ground Technologies. And the office is actually still in place. Obviously, it's changed ownership, but the technologies piece was dropped from the name. We've essentially rolled it into our ACS portfolio as a brand, Higher Ground Managed IT. But the office is outside of Memphis in Collierville, Tennessee. And it was really to try to meet the needs of the church in a way that we've never been able to serve the church. So like you said, the company's been around since 1978. So we're coming up on 50 years later this decade. And it's really a diversification approach for us. How can we, help the church, help the people of the church, serve the kingdom better, help build the kingdom rather better in ways that we've never done before? CHMS has been the bread and butter. It's our cornerstone. I've been doing that for a long time, but managed IT services is something that we did not have already in place. So very happy. And I think a lot of customers that we've brought on have been happy and that they could continue the relationship with ACS through that trust that they've already built over the long period of time that we've been able to serve them just in a different way.
Oh, okay. So the, one of the things that come to mind, so you've got a smaller church and there's, people will go out and, like I said, I was talking about getting phone system, getting internet service, getting a email system, all that sort of thing. I assume a lot of churches are DIY and kind of figuring out, okay, I'm going to use this for this and this for that, and I'm going to do streaming with these guys or with YouTube or Facebook, or, and they're kind of picking and choosing all these different areas. And where do I get to a point where I've got some benefit of going to a solution that you're talking about that's much broader?
Yeah, that's a great point. And, really there's, in the smaller church especially, we see it. And I don't mean to keep picking on the smaller church, but as a small church, as you guys are aware, there's a lot of people wearing a lot of hats, right? You may have a volunteer that is essentially working as the IT director of the small church. You may have the son or grandson of somebody that's on staff that's taking care of technical needs. And as the church grows, the needs evolve, the challenge to evolve with technology and stay on top of things to get out of your tech what you need in order to, get in front of your audience, your congregation, serve people the way that you intend to, can be challenging. And that's where someone such as ourselves, a managed services provider, could come in and really take the burden off that person or those people and allow them to focus on the things that are truly their gifts and the reason they're in the church, because technology is, something that not everybody can navigate on their own. And you reach that point where you need help. And that's why we're here. We're here to help. We're here to give you that time back. If you are that church person, that lay leader, that staff member, we're here to help and take the mundane, the boring, the rinse and repeat type, patching, things like that. Nobody wants to be up at midnight taking care of managed device patching, whether it be network, PC, what have you. So we really want to be in a position where we can take that on and give that person back the time that they can, better use their skill set to serve their church and their community.
Yeah. So let me ask we have pastors and associate pastors and tech people listening to this podcast. We're streaming church.tv, so we, do a lot of this, as you know. But let me ask you a practical question that I have seen over the years of doing ministry. And that's there's kind of a divide between the IT person in the church and the pastor or pastoral staff. It's almost like they're speaking different languages at times. So how can they work together? From your experience, how can they actually be on the same page, especially, speaking, so to speak, the same language?
Yeah. Well, Phil, I think that it really comes down to the pastor and the technical person first identifying the need. You know, where are you hoping the outcome to be? And the application of technology is a separate conversation really from that, because it does get into the weeds when it comes to the technicality portion of it. But, you know, let's say that the pastor's greatest need is making sure that they're, as you guys are very familiar with this area, their sermon is streaming at a high quality, you know, online, that they're not having a technical breakdown somewhere. Well, the pastor, you know, is working with that IT person. They're trying to figure out why it's not working. They're not worried about, well, the, you know, the circuit coming into the building doesn't have enough bandwidth and therefore, you know, you're maxing out. That's not the pastor's concern unless they're just, you know, technically inclined and want to get involved to that degree. But that's a great example where the director could come to someone like us and say, hey, guys, you know, can you help us up our bandwidth? Or is there maybe some throughput issues on the firewall side? Or, you know, is our core switch over capacity and is being burdened and we need to upgrade? Like, help us identify where the choke points are. And that's where we would come in and we would assess and we would figure out, you know, what it is exactly that's going on and ultimately fix that problem. That pastor doesn't have to worry about the technical side. You know, that's why the director of IT is in place and they work with us and we help get the solution into place that everybody needs.
So you're going to be, I assume you guys are also, if you're that broad, you're going to work with some tools that are outside your umbrella as well. I mean, things like I come to mind, you know, Gmail is really popular and I want to set Gmail up for my church. And I want to get all my staff set up with Gmail accounts. And I want to address problems whenever people get confused about how Gmail works and get a business account set up with them and all that. Is that an area where you guys would get involved as well?
100%, Steve. Yeah, we actually offer Gmail or Google Workspace management and provisioning services, as well as Microsoft Office 365, M365 services. Those are by far the two most popular. You know, we really don't have anybody that has an on-prem Exchange server running these days that we haven't already assisted. But so cloud, to your point, is definitely where everybody's gravitating towards and it makes the most sense. But yes, I mean, we provide ongoing monthly management, account creation, provisioning, deprovisioning, making sure that your MX records for email are all set up right, DKIM, DMARC, all that good stuff. But we can take on basically any need as it relates to collaboration type software like Microsoft or Google product. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, we do have to kind of go where the market needs us to go. If there's something that we're not proficient in, which we do encounter from time to time because we're not the experts in everything. But if somebody has a need and we feel like we can fill that need, we can meet them where they're at, then we'll absolutely do what we can on our team to get our staff trained, educated, where they can support, configure, deploy. And if, you know, obviously we want to make sure that there's a lot of other people out there. It's not just an isolated case, but especially if there's a need in the church as a whole, we'll definitely look at taking on additional services when needed.
Okay. So would you guys be able to make breakfast Sunday?
Yeah, we haven't mastered that one. But the good thing is I'm talking with IHOP on a partnership. So
there you go.
Yeah, that's right. We're a partner with Uber and IHOP. Yeah.
So I guess a way to kind of think about this, I actually have a buddy that does a computer support kind of things, and he's moved into the IT business management. A lot of it is a lot of the area that he gets involved is cybersecurity. Yes. And that sort of thing. So what I'm envisioning here is do you serve businesses outside the church or is it 100% ministry related?
Yeah, great question. So we do target churches. I mean, 100%. If you go to our website, higherground.it.com, specifically, we are speaking to the IT director or the technical person at the church. I would say 96-97% of our customer makeup are churches and faith-based organizations. We do have some for-profit businesses, but in those circumstances, we don't market to them, obviously. It's usually a personal relationships involved, and if it makes sense for us to serve them, then we do. We don't, you know, turn them away. That's the good thing about IT. It's agnostic where you don't have to be the customer of a CHMS in order to use managed IT. If you've got technology, then 9 times out of 10, we can help you manage it, solve any problems that come up and, you know, move it forward.
Speaking of email stuff, and have you run across churches that have been hacked? And you know, what happens? I don't know if you have, but if you have, what do you do?
Yeah. Well, Steve just mentioned cybersecurity services, and I want to touch on that point because it rolls right into what you're saying, Phil, which is, yes, unfortunately, we do encounter churches that have a compromise of some fashion. Now, luckily, knock on wood, there has been zero compromises on our watch with local network access, privilege access, things like that. It's been more email phishing that has really risen up and has been the method in which customers have been attacked. There have been instances, unfortunately, in which, you know, money was involved, and it can get real. You know, if somebody's bank account gets drained for multiple $100,000, that's not good. And you do the best you can to try to prevent that through email phishing and, you know, remediation type training services, which we do provide. We also provide, vulnerability scanning, information security assessments. So we have an in-house cybersecurity team that actually turns its tool set against us corporately, but then we also provide these services to the customers of Higher Ground. You don't have to be a monthly recurring, you know, MSP customer in order to take advantage of these services. These can be quoted as one-time engagements if you like. But, you know, to the point that you guys are making, cybersecurity is something that if you're not giving it the attention that it needs, you just don't want to be the easiest target out there. And unfortunately, there is a misconception, I think, that we've definitely encountered. I don't want to make a broad statement, but I've encountered the misconception that, oh, because I'm a church or because I'm a small church, you know, I'm not a target. The cyber criminals are not coming after me. And that's just simply not true. And I don't want to spread a message of fear and operate from a place of panic and fear. But the truth of the matter is, if you're connected to the internet, if you've got data that you want to protect, and you've got technology that's managing that data, that's protecting that data, you need to do what you can to try to keep it safe, obviously. And that's where somebody who can provide detection type services, remediation services, things like, you know, coming in and just simply patching a server that may have a zero day vulnerability that otherwise the person in the church would not know about. Those can be addressed through the services we provide. But if I'm saying anything out of this podcast, please know that churches are unfortunately susceptible to cybercrime, and there's real people with real dollars involved, and we've personally experienced it and had to help people through it.
We've been serving churches since 2001, and I don't know, Steve, if you remember, but we've had at least a couple churches where the person who was handling their website left, got mad and left, and they had no ability, they had no way to do any editing or do anything about the website. Have you run across that stuff? I mean, that seems like a simple fix, but if the guy leaves or the gal leaves, takes all the credentials with them, that could be a challenge.
Yeah. And, you know, that's obviously a tough situation to navigate. Have we encountered it? Yes. You know, the people left to pick up the pieces of technology, they're hamstrung, right? Because the person with all the knowledge just walked out the door. In those situations, there's decision-making. I mean, how important is the system or the device that's in question that cannot be managed or cannot be accessed any longer? Obviously, if it's, you know, the crown jewels of the church, if it's people's information and stuff at stake, you do everything you can to protect that and get access back. But in that situation, it's tough because, you know, sometimes it comes down to it's a series of switches and you can't log in because the person with the password just walked out the door and they're not cooperating with your request to get back into them for whatever reason. You know, you're left with either replace them or reset them or, you know, try to figure out some other ways to get logged in. So yeah, it does happen. Unfortunately it happens. It's not as frequent, these days. I haven't personally experienced any, you know, events this year in a situation like that, but it does happen.
Yeah. I do remember, Phil, you talking about that, because a lot of times it'll be maybe the person hasn't left or there's issues where that arise internally in the church and we get drawn into them. You know, yeah. Larry's not cooperating with Bob over here and you need to give you know, one of these two guys access to the back end, and you know, like, okay, this it makes it really challenging.
Yeah, you try to stay out of the political stuff as much as you can, and just say, hey, I'm here to help you. You know, you've got to help me identify the way forward, and I'll do what I can. But yeah, it does happen.
So, so is there, you know, say I'm a church out there and I've got, you know, I've got this volunteer and he's been, you know, he got us all set up on whatever, Google Workspace or Microsoft Teams and all of that. And, we're getting to the point where we think we would consider a managed service to handle all these things. What are some of the triggers as I make that transition from doing it myself to hiring a managed service? Why would I hire a managed service?
Yeah, that's a great question. And really, it's get your stuff documented as best you can, because that's only going to help anybody else that could come into that church, whether it's a third party such as ourselves, or if it is somebody like ourselves. You've got everything that you need to know right in front of you. And I'm not saying write down passwords on a piece of paper and stick it in a folder, because that's not good security practice or hygiene, right? But make sure that you're documenting, you know, where things are, what devices you have. Having any level of inventory on the front end of that conversation is super helpful for someone such as us. When you come in, the first things we're asking is, hey, tell us what you have. And if you can tell us, okay, I've got 25 Windows PCs, I got 10 Macs, you know, I've got 6 switches, here's where my MDF and my IDFs are located, you know, any technical details, that's super helpful in that conversation. And, you know, the goal in that conversation, and I'm glad you brought this up, Steve, is that that person that is tasked with the day-to-day management and the documentation as such, we're not looking to replace that person. I just want to make that clear. We're looking to have that person become a champion, because we want them to be an advocate for the things that I previously mentioned on this interview, which is, you know, give us all the patching, all the mundane and medial tasks. Let us take that to free that person up so that they can really focus on things that are most important to the church. And whether that's planning for a technology upgrade, where the best use of their time is made, then, you know, we'll obviously work with them to do that. If it's outside of IT, great. Let them do what they need to do with the church outside of technology. But we want that person to be a fan of the services we're delivering, and we want to add value to them as well, not just the church and, you know, the congregants and the people that are not responsible for IT. We want the person and the people responsible for IT to also get a lot of value from what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. From the security standpoint, I used to work in a large corporate environment, and a lot of the security focus was really around training the employees and making them aware of common phishing tactics and things. Do you offer those services as well?
We do. We actually have a email phishing. If I could mention a virtual workshop that's coming up on the 15th, one of the key topics is going to be around email phishing. You can sign up for that if this is released in time on higherground.it.com/July workshop. That'll get you over to the registration link. We'll make sure it's in the show notes too. But the real value there is, you know, if somebody gets an email that they don't recognize, we want that person to question it. We don't want them to click on any links, open any attachments. We want them to look at it and say, this is odd. Phil sent me an email with a .exe extension. Why did he do that? I'm not expecting anything from Phil. Or matter of fact, I don't even know Phil. So why would he be sending me an email? But the question is, how do you get the person on the receiving end to recognize and pick up on that? Well, you do that through repetition of training, right? And you want to expose your staff members and volunteers, anybody's got an email address, to an exercise such as these so that they can pick up on what is real and what is not, what to look for, you know, all the hallmarks and identifiers of something that is not looking right, and report it and not take action on it. And we offer a fully managed email campaign where we build it. We work with the primary tech person on the account to develop, you know, what type of email it is, when the cadence or what cadence the emails are going to be sent, any follow-up training. And once you give us the information you're looking for, we fully manage and execute it. We provide you with the report afterwards. You're not involved in having to build it and send it and, you know, follow up on anything. We handle all that for you. And it does come with remediation information security training as well.
Okay. So we're running out of time here. I need to ask the big question here,
yep.
Which I'm sure has multiple answers to it, but I'm a pastor, maybe of a church of 165 people. I'm interested in your services. What would it cost me?
Yeah. Well, the simple answer is it we're going to be a little bit, I would say, economically cognizant of what the church is spending, because we have so many people on staff that are either, you know, working in the church actively, whether it's a staff member, volunteer, or lead salesperson, matter of fact, Steece, not to be confused with Steve, but Steece, S-T-E-E-C-E, is his lead pastor at his church. So we come from a place of understanding the impact of an investment such as a third-party service that we provide to the church. And really, to answer your question, it's going to be customized pricing. We don't have list rates for things that we publish. It's really, let's have a conversation. Let's understand your need, and we'll develop a package of services for you, because not everything that we offer is going to be needed 9 times out of 10. So we want to make sure that we're meeting you where you need us to be, not just throwing a bunch of stuff at you that you don't necessarily need. So it's really customized pricing, Phil.
Okay, super. So our guest today has been Carl Wagner, and you can find out more by going to higherground.it.com. Did I get that right?
That's right. Higherground.it.com.
All right. So we're out of time here, but Carl, I sure appreciate your time here. Hang around for a few minutes after we're done here. And we want to talk to you about something, but you can reach Carl at that same website, right? Just higherground.it.com. They can reach you there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a contact form. You can also email me directly at carl@acst.com. That's Carl with a C. Happy to receive your email and respond to you there as well. So yeah, thank you guys. Super. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate you having me.
Hey, we're glad to have you. This is good. We need to have you again sometime. So, and good luck on your golf game. What's your handicap, by the way?
I appreciate it. It's just over 5.
Okay. All right. Yep. Impressive. So, impressive.
Try my best to keep it accurate, but it doesn't always work out.
All righty. Well, okay. So let me just wrap things up here, folks. If you haven't subscribed to the Church Solutions podcast, give it a shot. Do so and give us a rating if you can, and you'll never miss a podcast. We have lots of different things on here. We like to help churches just like Carl does. And so if we can help you in any way, please reach out to us. Just go to streamingchurch.tv. My name is Phil Thompson. He was Carl Wagner, still is Carl Wagner. And Steve Lacy is with us. And we'll catch you again next time on another episode of the Church Solutions podcast. Please take care of yourself and each other.